Is that on the USGS map? Slushy Creek?
A creek runs into the river at the base of a bluff along the Quijack. At the top of the hill, grass-covered pits mark the foundation of old buildings, evidence of an abandoned settlement. It likely has a Yupik name, and Kugo is hoping to find out from elders in the nearby village of Igiagig what it is.
I ask them about the place names, also how they used to get there, what time of the year they went there. So it's not just a place name, but it's a story behind the places.
Kugo photographs the creek, house pits, an old cross that would have marked a grave, and a metal bell that lies in the dirt. She'll take those photos back to the village. From there, she'll interview elders about the area's history and about what the creek, site, and artifacts are called in their native language.
The end goal is to make a Nambahbak, Iliamnarik place name map, the whole Iliamnarik region. Also want to make a database for the place name that each community, they can keep the database.
In Igiagig, Kugo's work dovetails with the work of the village council president, Alexander Salmon. Salmon has dedicated years to recording the history and Yupik names of places around the village where she grew up.
It's just learning about how the Yupik oriented themselves and what they chose to name and why. So there's a lot of cultural, ecological knowledge that are in those place names, as well as for some people, family history that would be lost without having recorded that.
To underline the importance of native place names, Salmon points out that they can be key to understanding how the area has changed over time.
A lot of times the place names were places where they harvested certain resources, like Naruyatuli, an island that was known for all of its seagull eggs. If you went back there today and saw that there were no seagulls, that would tell you another story. Well, thousands of years ago, there must have been a lot of seagulls here, but today there aren't any. So what's happened?
Kugo's research will broaden the context for the work already done in Igiagig. Salmon is excited that Kugo is bringing that energy to other villages around Iliamna Lake.
Yoko is just expanding what we've done to the whole region, which is extremely wonderful because Kakanak and Leavelock and Iliamna New Halen, they're our cousin villages. So now we'll have the whole picture rather than just our piece from our elders.
Since Kugo began the project last summer for her dissertation fieldwork, she has visited New Halen, Iliamna, Kakanak, and Igiagig. In those villages, she's interviewed more than a dozen people. Kugo has funding from the National Science Foundation to continue for 2 more years. When she's finished, she plans to create a physical map and an online database of place names and their histories for the communities that she studies. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.